He's our Michigan Wolverines man on the scene. He's Trevor Woods. Trevor, welcome to SB Nation Radio. Great to talk to you this evening.
Great being on. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I guess the place we'll start are the postgame comments of Jim Harbaugh, and where he talked about the officiating and said on repeated occasions how disappointed he was with the officiating. And I guess he has a case here. Clearly, the Ohio State Buckeyes got the benefit of the penalty calls, and they got the benefit of the JT Barrett spot. Do you buy in the way he seemed to imply that the officials were the big difference in this football game?
Well, they certainly were a big difference. They drastically affected the outcome from the first quarter to the last snap. They kept calling penalties against Michigan, and although I am a Michigan writer, I always have objective lenses on when I view a game, and some things were glaring, especially the last play where Michigan, if it was called correctly, J.C. Barrett was short on that play. He did not get the first down. All the angles show that, and Michigan would have walked off victoriously and would be in the college playoff right now. So, yeah, Jim Harbaugh has a legitimate gripe, and I agree with him on it.
I'll tell you the one that was even more glaring, because you can make a case for the spot. The two pass interference calls, I think, make Harbaugh's case better than anything else. Grant Perry was clearly interfered with. He, you know, what do they call it? Wrap and reach? Well, if you grab and reach and you pull,
yes,
and you upset the receiver, it needs to be called. It was clear that there was a grab around the shoulder. That one I'll give you. And in turn, Delano Hall, that flag should have been picked up. I mean, that was, I don't know who was catching that ball, but it wasn't any of the 22 guys that were on the football field. So even more than the JT Barrett spot, the disparity in the number of penalties called when you looked at the final stats, but those two plays in particular, I think really make the case for Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, I'm completely with you there. Those are good examples. There's also a play in the first quarter where Amara Darbo was completely mugged by two defenders and driven to the ground on a pass thrown to him on the left side of the field, and it was not called in the same vein as what you're speaking of. And then there was the unsportsmanlike conduct call on Jim Harbaugh on the sideline, in which he threw his headset down and he threw his play calling sheet, and it wasn't towards the field, it was in the opposite direction. And the explanation he got from that was the referee told him, well, that would have been a technical in basketball. Well, this is football, and it was on the sideline. It didn't affect anything in the field of play. And I just thought that was an odd explanation and a glaring example of what the officials did wrong today.
Let's get past that because, you know, okay. every coach in retrospect will tell you the same thing. Hey, you know, Jim's made it clear he was unhappy with the officiating. He think it made a huge difference in the game. But you know as well as I do when you talk to him going forward, he's going to say we had to execute better on that field and we win that game. But I do agree they certainly didn't get the benefit of the calls here and it made a huge difference in this football game. A football game that to me was truly a classic game in that it had everything. You know, each side was able to do certain things well. It couldn't be decided in regulation. It was really, really an incredible football game with Michigan having the edge in the passing game and in special teams and Ohio State having the edge in the running game and the big turnovers. That said, to me, the game really turned in the second half with Ohio State effectively using and getting Curtis Samuel involved in the running game because the passing game for Ohio State wasn't working all afternoon long. And once they got the running game going, they were able to climb back into this one. Your thoughts on the running game and how important that became in the second half?
Oh, it was very important, and it led to some touchdowns for them. Michigan's defense is on the field so much today. They played a lot of minutes, a lot of snaps, and that was a reflection of the offensive struggles Michigan ended up having in the second half and especially the fourth quarter to where they were put in situations that were not opportune And it was very hard for them to come up time and time again, in which they actually were doing during the game. But Samuel got involved. The run game started working. And they ended up getting the touchdown at the end on a run. And Samuel trots in there unscathed for the touchdown.
You know, I understand he had two bad picks, and we're joined here by Trevor Woods from SB Nation. We're talking Ohio State, Michigan. Were you as impressed as I was with Wilton Spate and the guttiness that he showed and the precision that he led this passing game with in general, aside from the two interceptions and the big fumble, despite the fact that Michigan really couldn't run the ball? I was really taken with how he was able to lead this Michigan passing offense and was really impressed by what he brought to the table today in this game, despite the injury.
He was still hobbled a bit. You could see that he'd take some hits. He got a few good licks on him today, and he kept hanging in there. His demeanor with the struggles, you said, he threw two picks, had that fumble, but he bounced back. He'd forget about it and stay focused. His completion percentage was high today. He was 23 of 36. And he was the main reason why Michigan was in the game in the fourth quarter, despite his struggles here and there. Some key third down conversions, some pinpoint passes, as you said. There were a couple throws he had that would have been big first down conversions that the receivers dropped. There were two today, at the very least. So, yeah, he had a darn good game, and just came out on the wrong side this time around.
We have about 2 minutes left. And just to kind of tie a bow around this, were you as taken with this game as I was? I really thought it was a game that had everything and really thought it was an instant classic and will go down as one of the great games in the history of this rivalry. That's number one. And the other thing is the progress that Jim Harbaugh is making so far ahead of schedule. They've really closed the gap between themselves and Ohio State. You got about a little under 2 minutes in all. Your thoughts on both of those statements?
Well, the game today, from when Michigan took to the field, winding its way through the tunnel, the atmosphere is hostile. The 110,000-plus were booing at the team, and it proved from that point on to be an epic game for the casual fan. From my perspective, it ended up being a three-and-a-half-hour root canal for myself. It was painful to watch the ups and the downs, but with that said, it certainly was a classic. It had everything. It had turnovers. It had lead changes. It had drama, suspense, had it all. So, definitely a great game. But as far as the progress Harbaugh's made, in short order, he shows this time and time again, whether it's San Diego, Stanford, the 49ers, he gets things done in the second or third year to really take whatever program he has to the next level. And it still could be this year. They're not out of it yet, even with the college playoffs. A few things have to happen for them to get there, but with a Washington loss and a Wisconsin win in the Big Ten championship game, their hopes are still alive to get in that top four. As far as next year, looking ahead, watch out. This is going to be a top three, possibly number one recruiting class in the nation. Harbaugh will have his quarterback of the future, his hand-picked guy in the next year or two. We got Dylan McCaffrey, Ed McCaffrey, his son. So things are going to be great for Michigan for years ahead, and I believe Harbaugh will be there a long time.
Well said, Trevor. Can't thank you enough for a few minutes. Great insight into the game. Great insight into the short and long-term future of the program. Really do appreciate it. Sorry about the tough loss. You'll get through it. They'll rebound. Great New Year's Day, Big Six type bowl, and all will be well. Thanks for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it.
That's right. Michigan will live to see another day. Thank you very much.
You got it.